With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. At a campaign rally in New Hampshire yesterday, former President Trump saluted the veterans in the crowd and criticized the Biden administration's chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021.
Incredible what happened. You don't take the military out first, you take the military out last, right? And about 10 other things that we could name. You don't give up Bagram, and you leave from Bagram, not from the place they left from. Couldn't breathe. It was so tight, so crazy, so horrible what they did. The veterans who have served this nation in uniform, enlisted their lives, in defense of their families, our freedom, and our great American flag.
Polls indicate that the former president is leading all GOP challengers, and a few of them say he's in front of President Biden as well. Protesters massing in San Francisco ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference this week.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are taking to the streets in downtown San Francisco this weekend to begin protesting the Global Trade Summit, the No to APEC coalition made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. Protesters will not be allowed, though, into tightly controlled security zones open only to attendees. And San Francisco police say while the city welcomes protesters, it will not tolerate violence or property destruction. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of this week by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and others until February 2nd. And the UN Refugee Agency says that paramilitary forces in Sudan and Arab militias have rampaged through a town, killing nearly 1,000 people. This is SRN News. Sexual harassment has killed a Catholic church in Baltimore. The archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was recently suspended from ministry and no new priests are available. Pascal Morlino was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle sexual assault allegations by another man. The ongoing priest sex abuse scandal continues to damage the Catholic Church, both in the U.S. and abroad. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says, quote, the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution, especially of Christians, is on the rise in Sri Lanka, and violence is becoming commonplace. Churches are also finding it difficult to register with the government so they can legally worship. This is SRN News. Texas knocked off another state rival in college football yesterday.
Quinn Ewers threw for 317 yards and a touchdown in his return from a shoulder injury as number 7 Texas held on to beat TCU 29-26. Texas built up a 26-6 lead at halftime, withstood a 20-point fourth-quarter rally by TCU to get the win. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian says the team continues to find ways to win.
The versatility of this team, the heart and resiliency that this team shows, the ability to make plays at critical moments when we needed them the most showed up.
Jonathan Brooks rushed for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns for Texas, while TCU quarterback Josh Hoover threw for 302 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Bob Stevens, Fort Worth, Texas.
Today is Sunday, November the 12th, and some notable people are having a birthday today, including veteran sportscaster Al Michaels. He has 79 candles on his cake today. Olympic gold medalist Nadia Comaneci, 62. This is SRN News.